going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Monday, January 17th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's Reed, R-E-I-D, 3-4. This is a Sports Ethos presentation. And before we get started, I want to suggest a couple quick Twitter feeds that you should follow. One is Ethos Wagering. That's E-T-H-O-S Wagering. You get our daily free pick there. You get relevant updates, relevant thoughts, comments on our from our wagering division on various games and various sports throughout the day. And then also, if you're a basketball NBA fantasy player, highly recommend Ethos Fantasy BK, BK for basketball. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed you will find. You get all your NBA news in one quick and easy Twitter feed. Faster than the competition, provides more analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK. And if you are a subscriber, or if you're not a subscriber, I highly recommend you go to sportsethos.com and look at one of our packages. If you get the sports wagering package, you can get it in our Discord. And I think that's probably one of the best things we offer. You can get in on our Discord. And if you haven't been to Discord before, it's just a huge group chat with a bunch of members, and you can go into a college basketball channel, you can go into an NBA channel, you can go into an NHL or Major League Baseball or NFL. You'll get our picks there, you'll get our comments. Lots of times we'll get discussion going with some of the people from our wagering group, some of the members, just talking about the games, our thoughts, our comments while the games are going on. So our Discord within the Sports Ethos network is a fantastic resource. That I think everybody should look at and consider. So, on a Monday, I like to recap the weekend. So I'm quickly going to go through some scores, some interesting things I saw. Obviously, it was a big weekend in the NFL with the Super Wild Cards. Not over yet. There's one game tonight, which I'll talk about a little later. But we saw five games. Only one underdog really came through, and that was San Francisco beating Dallas. They were 3.5-point underdogs. They won 23-17. Went under the 51.5 total. The other game, we saw Cincinnati lead and win this game relatively easy, 26-19. They were 5.5-point favorites, so they covered that. The under went under 48.5. We saw New England go into Buffalo and get absolutely shellacked from the opening kickoff to the end of the game. This was a complete Bills waxing. They won 47-17, obviously went over the total 35.5, and they covered the 4.5-point spread. I actually was leaning New England on that one. I didn't make a play, thankfully, but I thought the Bills would win, but I thought it'd be a close game. In the first game, I was on Cincinnati, so happy to say I got that one correct. The third game, we saw Philadelphia travel to Tampa and lose 31-15. The Bucks covered the 7.5-point spread, but the total went under 51.5. Like I said, San Fran beat Dallas. In the second game, in the night game last night, I was on Fortunately, I thought Big Ben had one more big game left in him. They came in anywhere between 12.5, 13-point underdogs. I was on the Steelers, and they got crushed. 42-21. Total sailed over 40.5. Casey got there on their own. So interesting start to the NFL playoffs. Again, really only one upset in San Fran beating Dallas. We'll see tonight. Arizona is at the LA Rams. Arizona is a 3.5-point underdog, total 49.5. I'm actually on Arizona in that game, catching the 3.5 points. So it should be an interesting game. They play much better on the road. I think they were 9-1 or 8-1 on the road this year, and their only loss was at Detroit. So an odd one for sure, but they are a much better team. Oddly enough, a much better team away from the friendly confines of Arizona's home stadium. In the NBA, there are some interesting scores. Rudy Gobert came back, which was good for Utah. They beat Denver on Sunday. They beat Denver 125-102, and he did his usual 18 points, 19 rebounds, 2 blocks. So Utah should be back to the elite of the league. We saw Golden State go into Minnesota and lose 119-99. No Steph, no Draymond. Draymond's out for a few weeks, it sounds like. Steph's just a short-term thing. I think it might have just been rest or short-term injury, but regardless, that was a bit of an upset. I think Minnesota was slightly favored, but I didn't think they'd win by 20 points. And on Saturday, we saw the Raptors go into Milwaukee as 7.5-point underdogs and came out with a 7-point win, 103-96. So that was a bit of a surprise, but I think the Raptors have swept the series against Milwaukee this year, actually. And the big injury news is Kevin Durant in Brooklyn is out 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained MCL. Not good news if you're a Brooklyn fan. Sure, it increases James Harden usage. Kyrie's playing in the road, so it'll increase his usage a little. But not good for the rest of the regular season, although it's expected he'll be back and healthy for the playoffs. So, on to NCAA basketball. Ton of games in the weekend. A lot of interesting results, as usual. Seems this time of the year, once conference play starts, you get a lot of great games. You get a lot of upsets. And we saw that again with number one Baylor losing twice this weekend, this past week. So I'm not sure they're going to be number one. I think they're going to cede that position to Gonzaga. But they were at home to Oklahoma State, favored by 13.5 points, and they lost 61-74. So lost by 7 to the Cowboys. That was a bit of a surprise. Number two, Gonzaga, went into Santa Clara, enrolled 115-83. UCLA Bruins, off their loss on Thursday to Oregon, beat Oregon State 81-65. So they split against the Oregon teams, which I think most people thought they would sweep. Auburn went into Mississippi and won 80-71, covered their 7.5-point spread. Number five, USC, lost to Oregon 79-69. They lost to Oregon State on Thursday as well. So they lost to both of the Oregon teams. They were number five in the polls. I'm pretty sure they're going to be dropping to the mid-teens or below with those two losses. Number six, Arizona, won easily at home against Utah, 82-64. Utah did cover the 19.5-point spread, though. Duke rolled. Number seven, Purdue, played Friday night and beat Nebraska 92-65, easily covering the 20.5-point spread. Number eight, Duke, rolled over West Virginia at West Virginia, 88-59. So they covered the 13.5-point spread there. Kansas.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sorry. I got my lines mixed up. Duke won 88-73 against NC State, covering 13.5. Kansas, number nine, Kansas beat West Virginia 85-59. Covered that 11.5-point spread. One of the shockers to me of the weekend was Northwestern going to Michigan State, number 10 ranked Sparty, lost 64-62 to Northwestern. Northwestern came in as a 9.5-point dog and covered that. Welcome to the Big Ten. I don't think there's any clear-cut team in the Big Ten. Obviously, Purdue, Michigan State, Illinois seem to be at the top and will probably end at the top. But as we've seen, anybody seems to be able to beat anybody in that conference. And then we saw Arkansas go into LSU. LSU's been playing really well. A lot of people think they have the best defense in the country. They're ranked number 12. They were 6.5-point favorites. They lost by 7 to Arkansas, 65-58. So that was a bit of a shocker. And then earlier today, we saw Purdue travel to Illinois. Purdue was anywhere between a 1 to 2-point underdog. And in double OT, knocked off the Illini 96-88. So another good game in the Big Ten. Another road team winning against a ranked opponent, although Purdue was ranked higher, but still. They were the underdogs, pulled out an 8-point victory in double OT. So an interesting weekend in the NCAA. Lots of shakeup in the polls. Should be interesting to see where everybody comes out on the other end of that. To recap my Friday last week, I didn't have the greatest day. In the NBA, I went 2-3. NCAA, it was 2-3. In the NFL, over the weekend, I was 1-1. So 5-7 overall, my picks from Friday's show, down 3.6 units. I knew that day of reckoning was coming, and it did. So overall, I'm 32-24-1, still up 5.85 units, so still happy about that. But it wasn't a great Friday. Had a few games in the weekend, did all right. But all in all, an interesting weekend, a crazy weekend in many aspects, an exciting weekend in the NFL, with one more game to come tonight. As I said earlier, that one game in the NFL is Arizona plus 3.5 at the Rams as we start to hit the boards. And I'm on Arizona. I think this game's a coin flip. I'm not sure I'm backing Matt Stafford in the playoffs. Kyler Murray and the Rams are a little beat up. I don't think Hopkins, he's either questionable or out, which is going to hurt. I just like Arizona on the road. I think they're a good team. I think they can go. I don't know that they win, but I think they can cover this 3.5 points. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to the end. Last few minutes of the game will decide it. So I am on the Cardinals on the road, plus 3.5. Before we get to the rest of the games, though, I do quickly want to talk to a new partner that we have here at Sports Ethos called Thrive Fantasy. It's a brand new partner. You prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app. So it's a props play app. Or you can go to thrivefantasy.com. That's T-H-R-I-V-E fantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up, E-T-H-O-S, to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets. Pick player props on the biggest names in the game every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points at the end of the night share the nightly prize. So you're playing against other players. You're not playing against the house. Very neat concept. Great app. And also, if you're looking for information, tips on props, some ideas, you might want to check out our DFS pod at Sports Ethos. Great advice, great insight, and will definitely help you picking some props. So again, go to thrivefantasy.com or get the Thrive Fantasy app and check out our new partner over there. In the NCAA, a lot of afternoon games with Martin Luther King Day today. I was earlier in the day, I was on the Illinois-Purdue game at under 150, and it went under until they had to go to overtime. So I lost that one. I'm on three other games today. In the Ivy League, Pennsylvania is at Princeton. And good offenses here. I like the way both these teams play on offense. Their defense is a little susceptible to giving up points. And the angle on this is Princeton is 11-3 to the over this year. So they're a team that likes to score, especially at home. They're at home, playing well on offense. Both teams playing well on offense and tend to run high on the overs. Largely because neither of them play good defense. But Princeton doesn't play great defense. So in a nutshell, two decent offenses, two bad defenses, and Princeton has been running the over. So I'm going on the over in that game. The next game I'm on is Murray State at Eastern Illinois. Now, this game isn't going to be close. I think Murray State's favored by almost 20 points on the road. This Ohio Valley Conference game. This is not going to be a close game, but I'm on the under of 133. And the reason is Eastern Illinois is terrible on offense. If you look at the KenPom rankings, I think there's 356 teams in the country. They are above 300, which is bad. in every offensive metric. 2-point, 3-point, free throw, offensive efficiency. They're just a bad offensive team. On defense, they're not too bad. Kind of more middle of the pack, slightly below middle of the pack, but a little better on defense. So they don't score and they play slow. They're also ranked below 300 as far as pace. So they play slow, not a good offense. An interesting fact with them is all 13 games that they've played this year have gone to the under. So they're 13-0 to the under. I'm on the under again. I think Murray State wins easy. I think Murray State wins before the game's even started, practically. But I'm on the under 133 there. And then the last game in college basketball I'm on is St. Joe's is -7.5 at LaSalle. Now, St. Joe's is a very good shooting team inside the arc. Not that great outside the arc. But what I like is defensively, they're number 25 defending the two-point field goal as well. They're only allowing 44.7% of two-point shots to hit from the opposition, where LaSalle is brutal in that area. They are only sinking 47.1% of their shots, which is 262nd in the country. So you've got a good defensive team going against a bad shooting team in LaSalle. And LaSalle is not very efficient with the ball either. They rank 252nd in adjusted... They're not very good defending either. They rank 252nd in adjusted defense. So I think you've got a better team in St. Joe's. You've got a better shooting team. And LaSalle struggles from inside the arc, which is kind of the best part of St. Joe's defense. So should be a good game in this A-10 matchup. But I like St. Joe's at -7.5 at LaSalle. The last sport we're going to look at is the NBA. 12 games today in Martin Luther King Day, all throughout the day and the evening. Should be a very, it's big slate, but should be a lot of exciting games, a lot of good matchups. I'm only on three games, though. Philadelphia is at Washington. Washington's +3.5. Bradley Beal is playing. If he wasn't playing, I was off this game. But he's back. Now, on paper, at first blush, Philadelphia's was playing well. Washington's inconsistent. But with Beal in the lineup, they're a much better team. At home, they're a pretty solid team as well. So I'm going to take the Wiz at home, catching 3.5 points against Philly. The next game I like is Charlotte at the Knicks. Now, this is a very close game. The Knicks are -1, and I'm on the Knicks at home. I just like, much like Washington, they've been inconsistent and a hard team to handicap. I just like them a little better at home. So I'm willing to lay a point against Charlotte. The third game, I haven't pulled the trigger on this yet, but I'm certainly looking at it. Phoenix is at San Antonio. Now, San Antonio is a 4.5-point underdog. My model has this closer to a pick'em game. With DeAndre Ayton now out for Phoenix, I think that opens up some opportunities for San Antonio or keeps the game closer. So the Spurs catching 4.5 points at home. I'm actually on that game. Or I think I'll probably be on that game later tonight. So in the NBA, I've got Washington +3.5, the Knicks -1 against Charlotte, and the Spurs +4.5 at home against the Suns. So quick recap, quick rundown of today's board. But before we go, I do want to mention quickly about manscaped.com. If you haven't went there already, I suggest going to manscaped.com. Use the promo code HOOPBALL20 for 20% off your order and free shipping. Also, if you haven't already joined or you're looking for another sports book to add, mybookie.ag. These guys have been a partner with us for quite a while. A great site for sports wagering. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. It's on the third page, and you unlock deposit match bonuses there. So, manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping, and mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on the third page to unlock sign-up bonuses. So, hope everybody had a great Martin Luther King Day, and hope you have some success on the boards, and we will catch...
Going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.